The following show is a replay of KTQA Daily Briefing. For more information, please call 253-330-8821 or visit us online at daily.ktqa.org.
Good evening and welcome to the KTQA Daily Briefing. My name is Becky. It is 9 minutes past the 6 o'clock hour on this wonderful, drizzly but beautiful fall Friday of October 23rd. I am so pleased, as usual, to bring you the Daily Briefing with state, regional and local updates related to our pandemic, along with resources and special announcements. Remember, though, that state-level updates on COVID-19 can always be found online in multiple languages at coronavirus.wa.gov. Dialing 311 will always get you to the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. The state's coronavirus Q&A line is staffed 7 days a week, 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. at 1-800-525-0127. And for interpreters in other languages, you can press pound when they answer and say your language. You can text the coronavirus Q&A line by texting coronavirus to 211211 in any language. Dialing 211 will connect you to community resources statewide through the United Way, and you can also visit wa211.org online. The Washington Listens support line is available from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on weekends to help Washingtonians cope with pandemic-related stress as a free service for those who are not in crisis but need an outlet to manage that stress along with resources. The number for Washington Listens is 1-833-681-0211. Flu vaccines are now widely available at pharmacies and clinics. You can go to knockoutflu.org to find a vaccination location. Our state-level news for today includes that the Washington State Department of Health plans to release a monthly report on the number of cases of a rare and serious syndrome linked to COVID-19 infection in children. Since the start of the pandemic, there have been 15 cases of multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children that have been recorded in Washington. Parents and other caregivers to children are urged by the CDC to contact a child's doctor, nurse, or clinic right away if a child is experiencing fever, abdominal pain, vomiting, diarrhea, neck pain, rash, bloodshot eyes, or is feeling extra tired. But be aware that not all children will have all of the symptoms, and these symptoms can be attributed to things other than this rare syndrome. Emergency health care is needed right away if a child experiences trouble breathing, pain or pressure in the chest that does not go away, new confusion, inability to wake or stay awake, bluish lips or face, or severe abdominal pain. Moving on to our regional news, uninsured adults can now get a free flu vaccine at the Safeway pharmacies on 12th and M in Hilltop and on 38th Street in Tacoma's Lincoln District, or at 21 other locations across the state of Washington. No proof of residency or immigration status is required for uninsured adults to get a free flu vaccine. Pierce County reported 139 new COVID-19 cases today, which represents the single highest day of new cases recorded in the county since the start of the pandemic. Pierce County's 14-day case rate per 100,000 residents is now over 100. Health officials state that the infections are due to a continued increase in community transmission, combined with a high number of person-to-person transmission within households. All residents are urged to continue social distancing, continue stringent hand-washing hygiene, continue masking up, and to obtain a flu shot to minimize risk of becoming sick at a time when the healthcare system may become strained. Here in Tacoma, due to the forecasted cold weather this weekend, the city's new warming center at the Eastside Community Center will open on Saturday, October 24th at 7 a.m. and will remain open through Monday, October 26th at 10 a.m. to residents who need a warm place to be. For more information, you can visit cityoftacoma.org/inclementresources. The deadline for microbusinesses owners to apply for the City of Tacoma's $10,000 COVID-19 resiliency grants has been extended to Monday, October 26th at 11:59 p.m. Information and applications are available online at makeittacoma.com. St. Joseph Medical Center is now restricting new admissions and visitors to the hospital's seventh floor due to two cases of COVID-19 transmission. Some currently scheduled inpatient procedures may be postponed if it is medically safe to do so. There are numerous free COVID-19 testing sites in our region. For our listeners up in King County, you can find all the King County locations, including Monday through Friday testing locations in Federal Way, Auburn, Renton, and Tukwila at kingcounty.gov. For Pierce County locations, visit the Tacoma Pierce County Health Department website at tpchd.org/COVID test. This weekend and next week's free pop-up testing events in Pierce County include the following. On Saturday, October 24th, testing will be held at Eatonville Middle School and UW-Tacoma and at the Hilltop Action Coalition office. On Monday, October 26th, testing will be done at DACA Park in Fife. Tuesday, October 27th, testing will take place at PLU and at the Tacoma Musical Playhouse. Wednesday, October 28th, the County Health Department will be at the University of Puget Sound in North Tacoma and at the SARS Marketplace parking lot in Spanaway. Thursday, October 29th, testing will take place at the Tacoma Dome and at Chapel Hill Presbyterian in Gig Harbor. And on Friday, October 30th, the Health Department will be at the Tacoma Nazarene Church in the Lincoln District and at West Pierce Fire and Rescue in University Place. No ID is required, and tests are free and open to anyone. Pierce County Health Department tests run from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Community health care with locations in Tacoma, Spanaway, and Lakewood is offering testing for COVID-19. Even if you aren't a community health care patient, you can call 253-722-2161 for a telehealth screening appointment, and they will direct you from there. Before we get back to our regularly scheduled and often heard old-time radio programming, I do want to remind you that you can always go to our website, daily.ktqa.org, in case you missed any part of the daily briefing. You can hear anything by clicking on the date of the daily briefing and hear by clicking on the little triangle button, a recording of the daily briefing, in addition to reading all of the announcements and resources that we provide here. If you want to get in touch with us, our email address is daily@ktqa.org. Our phone number is 253-330-8821, where you can call us or text us. Remember, you can always dial 211 for statewide community resources, 311 for the City of Tacoma's non-emergency information line. We love bringing you these updates. And we will talk to you once again on Monday.
KTQA LP 95.3 Tacoma.